Take a little bit of tank, mix it with a little crank, and put it in a taco shell. Mix a little ground meat with a little shredded beef, drop acid and visit hell. Cause I gotta get me some ecstasy and a big ass jar of LSD. I gotta smoke that joint that's next to me, and then I'll hit up the taco with extra
cheese.
Welcome
to the Taco Bells. I'm Lindsay.
and I'm Courtney.
I think you have to get your face even. You gotta get like your face in that microphone.
Okay. So we don't want what happened last week where I was trailing off and Lindsay was breathing heavy. Or not last week, sorry.
Sorry if you listened to the last episode and you were like, what is wrong with the sound? We're going to do better.
We're going to try. Yeah.
But let's keep in mind, this is a free podcast.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we don't
if you're
going to
complain,
yeah.
Find another Taco Bell podcast.
Or give us money.
Buy some Taco Bell.
Or we'll buy different sound equipment.
Which we probably won't.
Do you remember on like My Favorite Murder when they got like the microphone cover so
yeah,
they could pop their peas?
The peas.
Yeah. We don't have those. So.
No.
Yeah.
So today we tried the new chicken chips.
It was really exciting.
The opening day.
Opening day. That's like our thing now. Like we did the opening day for Naked Chicken Chalupa and now...
Yeah.
We were there for the... I don't know.
No, they're not naked. They're
but,
just the chicken
no,
chips,
no, but
right?
They're called naked
oh,
chicken
are they?
Chips. And that's why I was going to say, like, I don't agree
because
with
they're carb-free.
No, they're not. They're breaded. but
that's going to be, like, on Snopes.com or whatever. Yeah. Like, I've created this rumor that they're carb-free.
It's like Mean Girls when she eats the Swedish bars. And she's like, yeah. Yeah, there's, like...
Oh, my God.
Some girls are going to be chowing down on them and getting fat. They're delicious.
Yeah, they are. I would totally. I like how she asked you if you wanted the 12, like two 12 packs, and you were like, no, the 2 6
packs. I would have eaten a 12.
I know, and now I'm like, actually, I could have had more.
We also learned that you should ask for an egg. They come with nacho cheese dipping sauce, which is like amazing.
It's like a tiny little ramekin.
Yeah, so ask for more. Cheese. We were both kind of stingy with our cheese in the beginning, and then we ended up with like being able to just drench our last two chips. They're shaped like a chip, which I think is cool for Taco Bell. Yeah. I mean, the chicken, it's kind of like with McDonald's where it's like the chicken, it's not stringy. You know how like sometimes when you bite into chicken and you can like pull it apart, like a chicken tender, it's like stringy.
You mean like actual chicken instead of like highly processed pounded?
It's a pounded. That's what it is. It's pounded into the shape of a chip.
Yeah.
But it is delicious.
Yeah, they were good.
They were really good. I'll get them again.
So as I was Googling Taco Bell news though, we screwed up. Because they also had something new.
What else did they have?
They had something called a Chickstar Crunchwrap today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is the Crunchwrap. They have, I don't know, whatever that thinly breaded chicken. They have that in the Crunchwrap.
Oh.
So you'll have to order that next time.
With the beef and everything too?
I don't know. I didn't read because I've never had a Crunchwrap.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Have you never done like the $5 lunchbox? That's like one of their best.
Let's keep in mind that we started this podcast because you're the expert. I mean, if you want to talk about like the Mexican pizza, I would say, sure, I could be an expert in that department. But when it comes to Taco Bell or fast food in general, I am not the expert. I am clearly the learner in this situation.
No. Yeah, I'll have to try that. I tried the, I guess it's not as new as the chicken chips and the chicken Crunchwrap, but I tried the taco burrito, which was a newer menu item, which is like supposed to be like a burrito and a taco mixed into one. And it was pretty much just, I mean, it was good. I would probably eat it again. It was pretty much just a burrito with like chips in it.
Yeah, that I don't know. That doesn't excite me at all.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I ate it. I enjoyed the crunch. It was good.
Nothing
spectacular.
I'm not necessarily sad. I don't or disappointed. I don't know how I'm feeling. I have all sorts of feelings right now about my lack of a double decker Mexican pizza. I just feel like it can be done. And I feel like if I went inside and ordered from the inside,
no,
and
I
like,
don't think
and
I,
like
I disagree.
Gave the hand motions of what I'm looking for, I feel like they might have done it for me.
No. I don't think so. So Lindsay sends me this text today when we decide that we're going to go get Taco Bell after work. after both of our work endeavors. And she said, but you have to drive because you have the drive-through skills. And I want to, or she, Lindsay, wanted to order a double-decker Mexican pizza. And I'm like, yeah, fine, I'll order that. Like, I didn't know it existed.
Do you want me to play the recording?
You can. but I said, can you describe, like, what it is you want, what that looks like? Because in my head, like, I was picturing something a little bit different. Just so, because if I'm going to order it, yeah. like, I need to be able to describe it. Like, with my nacho Bel yeah. Grande with just the cheese
yeah.
order, like, I have to know how to describe that.
See, that's my point. Is it, like, I know you can hack the menu. I just feel like she wasn't willing to do it.
Well, she gave us, I didn't really realize Lindsay was recording it, but so I ordered it, and she gave us after I ordered it, she gave a really long pause. Can they hear that?
Did you want the 12-pack? 2 12-packs?
It's our whole order.
No, I think a 6-pack is fine. 2 6-packs, right?
Yeah.
Wait till we get to the Mexican pizza part. That's yeah. the important part
taco
here.
Burrito.
Okay.
And a double decker Mexican pizza.
I wish you could see Courtney's pizza? Face.
Yeah, we heard that you could get like a thicker one, like almost like two on top of each other.
Long pause.
Long pause.
You can add extra beef if you'd like, but it'd be an extra charge.
Just do it regular.
Oh. I hate that you whispered. Just do okay. regular.
Actually, we'll just do 2 regular Mexican pizzas. And then.
So, anyway.
We added guacamole, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she. but I feel like if I went in there and I was like, here's what I want. Give me a regular Mexican pizza. And then. Underneath.
More beans and then another tostada and then the topper.
Yeah, I want to just be like, give me the tostada shell and some beans and then just throw another Mexican pizza on top of it. Sure, I'll pay extra, whatever. Oh, wait a minute, and maybe some cheese in the middle too. Maybe I just need to like...
And then Lindsay also described it as like a Mexican pizza lasagna.
Yeah, it's like lasagna, like layers, right?
But remember we found that one recipe that you could make that at home?
Yeah, okay, so... I did find this and I was like, oh, let's have a Mexican pizza, make it home party. Yeah. And then out of the amount of effort and the ingredients, and then it said that when you make it at home,
it's way more fattening.
It's like 1500 calories. Yeah. Whereas like when you order at Taco Bell, it's
understand.
Like 400.
Because it's like not real food.
Yeah. So what? And also like the amount of money to spend that you would spend like buying all of these ingredients versus like, I'm going to go to Taco Bell and get it for $2.38.
Yeah.
There's a clear winner.
Going to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway. I'm willing to try that again at like a different... I'm going to try it at the Lake Oswego location. I've pretty much never been told no there. I've never been told no. So I'm going to add that to my to-do list.
That's kind of why I wanted to go to the one in Bethany because it's a nicer one. And even when you look on like on Google, it's rated higher. And the one that we go to over here is rated very low. People complain a lot.
Well, you're one of those people.
I know.
You've tweeted it. Tweeting at Taco Bell.
I basically signed up for Twitter to like, I don't know, tweet at Taco Bell.
We took a picture of us eating chicken chips.
I will be so excited if Taco Bell likes or retweets me.
Yeah, it was a nice it was a nice meal after like a stressful day. Well, actually, I didn't really have that stressful of a day. I was in meetings all day. I actually got an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't a stressful day either.
I made a friendship bracelet at work. I was not in the classroom with students. I was at
with senior directors.
Yeah, exactly. But I sat in a room with senior directors and made friendship bracelets.
This is like
bracelets.
How low our school district has gone. okay, so like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, because it's been so long since we podcasted.
Yep.
So I had my first virginal experience at In-N-Out Burger. In California.
And you haven't told me about it, so I'm excited to hear your thoughts.
Are you really excited?
Yeah, well, because I feel like like when we were talking about S-Town, and I was like, oh, I have thoughts about S-Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My thoughts about S-Town are very similar to my thoughts about In-N-Out Burger. Mm. So
Well, okay, first of all.
Sorry, I'm getting over strep and I'm coughing.
I have not. Well, I mean, like, it's fine. It's a free podcast.
I know, but I'm coughing. It's
if
gross.
People
sorry.
Can't handle the coughing, like, get over it.
You should feel bad for me.
Go listen to S Town that has high quality sound and good storytelling.
A decent storytelling at best. They should feel bad for me. I had strep throat in May. That's like terrible. Like, who gets strep throat in May?
Okay, so I have passed many In-N-Out burgers, and I always hear people like just rave about it. But, you know, like, I try not to eat a lot of fast food, shockingly, since we have a Taco Bell podcast. But I flew in to Thousand Oaks, and then it took like an hour to get to my hotel because traffic in LA sucks.
Yeah, it does.
And then once I got there, I realized, because I'd never been to Thousand Oaks before, everything in South Thousand Oaks is a chain restaurant. Like, I was surrounded by a Chili's and an Applebee's and an In-N-Out and like everything you could imagine. Mm-hmm. And it was starving, and so I just went. Oh, and also I felt like they were pumping the smell out of In-N-Out for like half a mile. It was like a radius. I don't know. So even like checking into my Courtyard Marriott down the road, I was like, I can still smell it. So I went down there, but I texted our friend Carrie, who's from California.
Yeah.
And I knew that she would be an expert. And I said,
Chicken Nugget Challenge, Carrie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm about to go into In-N-Out for the first time. What do I do? And so she told me how to order, and I felt like just even walking in, like they could smell that you've never been
novice,
here before.
Yeah. Inexperience. Did you get animal style?
Okay, yeah. So she told me to get a double animal style with fries. I couldn't believe that there's basically nothing on the menu.
Except burgers.
There's like two things to choose from.
Yeah.
So I went up there, I like sidled in, you know, and I was like, felt like I had like clammy sweat. Like, he's going to know. He's going to call me out. And
he's going to ask you a follow-up question you can't answer.
I don't know. What that mean? I don't even know what I'm ordering.
What do you think?
So I timed this because I had nothing better to do. It took them 24 minutes to get me my burger.
Oh, wow.
Is that? I thought it was fast food. Fast food.
But it's like fresh fast food. Isn't it supposed to be? It's supposed to be like, my
understanding. Should it take that long?
My understanding is it's kind of like a Burgerville, where like, which I haven't really eaten at Burgerville.
Oh,
but
see,
like,
I would consider myself a Burgerville expert.
Oh, but like Burgerville is supposed to use like fresh local ingredients. I don't know if In-N-Out does the local thing, but they're well, supposed to do like the fresh.
Like they're cutting the fries in the back or whatever.
Right.
No, I feel like, I don't know, they were really busy, but I'd like to literally from like the time that I finished my order to get my food, like I honestly thought they forgot my order, except that I could see all the other people. It was just like they were piling up. So I was not impressed with the amount of time that it took. The burger itself was delicious, but I've also never met a burger I didn't really like. Mm. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was pretty messy, mm-hmm. in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe too much meat.
Yeah.
The fries, not so good.
Agree. Not impressed with the fries. I've never been impressed with In-N-Out Burger. I know that probably makes me sound terrible because I know the people. Like,
I wish you could see Courtney's face because it's like pure, like
it's
skeptical,
so dismissive.
Snobby.
I'm very dismissive. yeah.
It's like you're in the junior league right now. Like I've just never really been impressed.
I just haven't been. Well, so now Medford, which is the town that's right next to my hometown, yes. Medford has an In-N-Out Burger.
That's like the only one in Oregon, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And they've had it for, I don't know, maybe like a year and a half, 2 years, and it's always just as busy as it was on opening day.
Really?
But the first In-N-Out Burger that I have actually never eaten at the Medford one, my mom hates it because she was like, my mom was expecting it to be like other fast food restaurants because she takes my little cousin and my little cousin likes uh-huh. to go. And she was like, I just wanted to get like a salad. She's like, this is only burgers and fries.
Yeah. So because like, normally when I go in, I feel like that is, I'm often scanning for the healthier option.
Yeah. Can I get a wrap? Can I get a sandwich? Yeah. The first time I had In-N-Out Burger was when I went, to Los Angeles a couple of spring, it was a long time ago, actually. It was my first year teaching. my friend Kenori and I went to Los Angeles to visit our really good friend Raquel from college. And on the way to the airport, like leaving our trip, we stopped at In-N-Out Burger because neither Kenori or I had it before. And Raquel's opinion of In-N-Out Burger was, I could tell that she wasn't like super down, like really like buying into it. She just basically went because Kenori and I had never been.
Sure.
So I get there and same thing. She recommended you get, I don't think I got a double. No, I know I didn't get a double. I had just like a regular like cheeseburger, but it was like animal style.
Yeah.
And then fries. To me, it was just a burger. Like it didn't stand out to me as like, oh my gosh, like if I'm in the mood for a burger, like this is where I'm going. It just like, it was just a fresh burger.
But I bet it's like if you grow up there, it's kind of like with Burgerville, like it started in my hometown. And so when I want a burger, like a fast food burger, I'm going to go to Burgerville.
Oh.
Like you grew up with it.
I'm going to go to McDonald's and get two cheeseburgers. Those are my favorite.
I feel like
fast food.
If I were to get a burger, McDonald's is literally the last place I will go.
I love the little plain cheeseburgers.
It doesn't even taste like beef. It tastes like tune up something else.
But here's my other problem with like In-N-Out Burger and just like fast food burgers in general. I like my burgers rare. And like when I go to a restaurant and I get a burger, like I always get it. Like what did we, where were we at Cafe Nell a couple Saturdays ago? We each got like a rare burger. And that burger wasn't even like that rare.
With like a sunny side up egg on top of it.
It was delicious.
It's like tartare.
It was really good. But like when I have a burger, like I want a nice rare burger. And there's no way in hell I'm going to get a rare burger from a fast food restaurant. Because it's sketch, and I don't even think they would do it. I don't think health codes allow them to do it. But like
the burgers aren't even, they're like frozen patties. It's not like you go to a restaurant.
Not, where it's like they're making them. So yeah, I've In-N-Out Burger. I mean, it's fine.
I thought it was good. I mean,
it's good. Yeah. I mean,
I was there for 5 nights, and by like night 4, I think it was my last night, I was like, I want to go there again, but I'm not going to. But
see, I would be fine if I never ate there again.
Oh.
Wow. Be fine.
Wow, that's a wild statement.
Fast food, also like I usually go to Taco Bell. I don't get. I don't get burger
and
fast food.
And shockingly, I really looked up Taco Bell on the map when I was there, and I couldn't find one. So, but you know, I walk to Starbucks every morning.
Yeah.
So, full of confidence, knowing what I wanted to order that was not on the menu. Okay.
In-N-Out Burger.
Any other fast food experiences you've had of recent?
Sorry. No. Well, I've been ill. So, I've been having a lot of soup. And
you're like Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
I am. So bad. It started out as strep, and then it turned into a cough and a sinus infection.
You should carry like a handkerchief with you and cough like droplets of blood into it occasionally.
I wish I was as cool as Doc Holliday. By the way, you should follow Val Kilmer on Instagram.
Why?
Because he's like kind of like losing his mind, I think.
Well, I thought he was dying.
Well, he kind of looks like he might be.
Yeah, remember he has...
throat cancer.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm looking him up right now, but I didn't realize that
he like dresses. He has like a one-man show where he plays Mark Twain. And there's a lot of pictures, but then a lot of his other Instagram pictures are like things that kind of like on like My Favorite Murder where they talk about stuff that their fans send them. Like people send him like Val Kilmer stuff that they've made, and it's mostly Doc Holliday stuff. Like someone made him this like giant heart chocolate mold thing of Doc Holliday, and he said it's like Doc Holliday or something stupid.
I can't even believe right now that I am following Val Kilmer on Instagram. Like, what is wrong with me?
Hey, I followed him. The best person to follow on Instagram, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely insane. Her pictures are. And what kills me about Mariah Carey's Instagram is like, and I've been a fan since I was like in first grade. Like I adore her. Like she's like kind of like a Britney Spears where like she can do no wrong. She can go crazy and I'll watch her like go down in flames just to rise again. I love her.
She is the true Phoenix.
She really is. I love her. But like her Instagram, like I never know if she's serious or not. I'm like, is this a joke or are you serious?
No, I totally read something. I think like, it was on Twitter the other day.
They're serious.
And it was like, is she faking this? Like, she's so ridiculous. Yeah.
The pictures of her at the gym with her like high heels and her weird outfit. And I'm like, are these supposed to be funny or are you like really taking sexy pictures?
I think there are people when they get so famous, like so famous and you're in such a bubble, the truly... I mean, like, honestly, it's a good thing that, like, I'm married and not famous because I could totally see myself doing some pretty wacky stuff.
I would follow because you
no
on
one,
Instagram.
I know. And no, because nobody would rein me in. And I get these, I mean, I get these really wild ideas sometimes where I'm like, that's genius.
You too.
I mean, and then we go to Vegas on Halloween and that's like when I get to live part of that out. But
yeah, we're still working
but
on
I want
costumes.
You to consider the fact that like every day could be like if like I was famous and I had an Instagram, I probably would like go to the gym in my gladiator costume and you would be like, is she joking? And it'd be like, no, I just wanted to lift weights in my
just,
gladiator
just,
costume.
Yeah, or there's ones of her like cooking where you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Or just like where she's just like sitting on the couch, but like just, you gotta follow her on Instagram. Her every time her pics are like she like her Instagram is like more funny to me than like the Remember This Happened, which is my other favorite Instagram. I love Remember This Happened. It's just terrible pictures of like celebrities doing ridiculous
from, like,
things.
2002.
Yeah, and it's like Remember This Actually Happened.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like NSYNC in their like back when they were a band in their outfits.
Oh yeah.
John Travolta
Paris
facial
Hilton.
Hair. Paris Hilton. Yeah. But Mariah Carey's, I think, is funnier.
She's just crazy. Okay. Back to Taco Bell.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you ready for some news? Current events? It's really not that exciting, actually.
Oh.
But it was all I could find in, like, 45 seconds before we podcasted. I know I saved several articles, but I don't remember where I saved them. Because it's been so long since we podcasted.
I wish we had the article, and maybe I'm spoiling. I don't think this is one of them. But the Taco Bell, apparently, the Taco Bell that we were just at got held up at gunpoint.
Yeah, it was on, well, because like on Twitter.
I hate that you get your news from
Twitter.
Like when we were going through like the snowstorms in January. And I was like, Portland Public hasn't posted anything. And you were like, let me check Twitter.
Because that's the news source.
And I hated that Twitter had it before.
I can't even believe that a year ago I wasn't even on Twitter. And now I'm like obsessed. Okay, so this was not on Twitter, actually. Maybe it was, and I didn't see it. So Taco Bell has been making small steps, but in the fast food world, apparently huge steps, to being healthier and more modern. Ooh. So did you know, as of last year, they use only cage-free eggs?
Sorry, I
your
just
face.
Like... Well, because it wasn't, I forget that Taco Bell has breakfast now because my initial reaction was like, eggs? What are they using eggs for?
I'm just letting you know they're cage-free.
All right. So the next time we get that breakfast card wrap.
Breaking news from 2016. Okay. So as of 2018, some changes that they are going to make are that they are going to have not only their cage-free eggs, but all of their chicken will be antibiotic-free.
Oh, that's good.
And they're doing their best to phase out preservatives and additives and yada, yada, yada.
That's good because I really hope those chicken chips stay on the menu. I can't get over how much I love that they're shaped like a chip because I feel like that sets them apart from other chicken nuggets because they're thin like a chip, like it's like a chip. Like that's the name chicken chips.
Probably
like,
true, actually.
But wasn't that fun to like eat like a chicken nugget that was shaped like a chip?
So here's what I want.
They're triangles, yeah.
Going back to those. Because if they're in chips and you've got nacho cheese to go with them, I want it like as not like I want them piled on with like nacho cheese and like stuff on it, green onion and tomatoes.
Oh, maybe that's the next step.
Yeah, I want a chicken chips Bel Grande.
But would it be super gross if the breading got soggy? You know how sometimes nachos get soggy.
I don't know. I wondered that
because I'll eat
like
a soggy
half a
chip,
second.
But like I don't know if I want soggy fried chicken breading.
I don't know that it's going to sit there long enough for it to
That's
get
true.
Soggy. And it's not like it's a tortilla chip. It's like a piece of chicken.
It's a piece
Also, Taco Bell is getting rid of their extra large cups.
Oh.
So if you're somebody...
Slamming dues.
No one in their right mind should be drinking that much soda. 64
ounces of Mountain Dew.
Never. If you are doing that, I'm begging you right now to rethink your life. Diabetes. Like, take a moment, get yourself straight, and ask yourself, why are you drinking 64 ounces? Yeah. Maybe get yourself some dialysis.
Mm-hmm. 64 ounces of soda.
And if it's diet, that does not matter. I mean, aren't their cups already, like, huge?
They're pretty big, yeah.
Also, dreams do come true, Courtney, because by the end of summer, Taco Bell wants to add 50,000 more jobs.
Ooh.
You could be one of those.
I know, actually, on the receipt when Lindsay was like, be sure to save your receipt today just in case they mess up and we have to tweet about it. the thing, in bold print at the top, it says, now hiring, dreams do come true, which is what it said on my the last receipt that I looked. I think it's just they put that on all the receipts.
I honestly feel like they're always hiring. If you work at Taco Bell, that might be your dream come true.
I would
say it with satire, but I think it might be true.
But I would eat way too much of that nacho cheese.
You'd just be in the back between
with
orders,
a spoon,
like,
just slurping it up. I felt gross because I used I was hoping you didn't see or like judge, but like I still had cheese in my little nacho cheese dipping cup after I'd finished all my chicken chips, and then I dipped my burrito, the tail end of my burrito, and there was still cheese in there, and I scooped it up with my finger and licked it off my finger. And
I'm surprised I didn't actually.
I was like, that was gross. I hope Lindsay didn't see that.
I think any other day I probably would have done that. But yeah, because I used what was left for my Soft Taco Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make it any better, sadly.
I feel like nacho cheese makes everything better. Do you remember when we worked together at Harrison Park and you put nacho cheese dipping cups in my mailbox?
Well, I was at the store and I was like, they were like in those little containers that are like yogurt containers, but not in the cold section. No. Just like
there's,
they were like in, you know, like in, you know, like when they have like the ethnic foods aisle. Mm-hmm. I think it was like next to like canned whole green chilies or whatever, and I was like, that's emergency cheese.
And I dipped a Hot Pocket in them. They were great. But it was funny because you were like, hey, I left you a present in your mailbox. Or did you get the present? And I was like, what? And I hadn't checked my teacher mailbox that day. And then you were worried that you put them in someone else's mailbox.
Because I think I just put like a post-it on. I didn't put your name or my name. Didn't. I think I just was like, for those
emergencies. And so then and it was like after work, so I clearly like couldn't check my mailbox. And then the next morning I went in and I was like, okay, there's nacho cheese cups in here.
That
was a nice surprise.
I also, one other thing I want to talk about. So I did put us on the list, but sadly, I don't know.
Fancy...
Maybe
in California.
So this year Taco Bell offered to do reservations in their test kitchen using the OpenTable app, which I'm all about OpenTable.
Yeah, because you love your points. One time she made me, I made a reservation for us. She made me cancel it so she could make the reservation and get OpenTable points because I don't care about OpenTable points.
Well, when I get the
certificate. Can you cancel it?
I'm using it with you.
That was your logic. That's exactly what you told me. When I get 50 points. Or however many points you have to get.
So I guess it sold out immediately or however many, I don't know what it was, because it's something that, it was at the flagship store, I guess, in Vegas that we've talked about, something like that. But I thought the Taco Bell test kitchen was in California.
Yeah, I thought it was in California.
But I think, I'm not quite sure, but I think the way that they worked it was like, it was just a one-time thing, and it went with that couple that won the Taco Bell wedding contest.
Did you see Carol Whitmore posted that on her Facebook, like, just in case you guys get married, or just in case Courtney gets married?
Well, then.
Too late.
So, anyway, it sold, or I don't know, they filled it up. But, so I put us on this list because it was like, we'll probably do this again, or get your name on the list, or I don't know, whatever.
I'd max out my credit card to go.
I was legit like, if it's tomorrow, let's go. Yeah. I have Southwest points too.
You and your points.
We'd get to the test kitchen and I'd be like, by the way,
I have points.
I have 5,000 open table points. I am VIP open table. So I'm just letting you know this. We also flew here on my Southwest points.
I make a lot of reservations and rack up a lot of points.
I'm all about the points.
Yeah, apparently.
That's it for Taco Bell news.
Wait, but we can't get on the list?
Oh, no, I mean, like, what?
You put us on the list, but now it's now.
Oh, yeah, but I think it looked like it was only for like a day, which sucks.
Oh.
Because I was legit like, okay, let's go party. And
yeah, when you sent me the link, I was like, I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll make it work. If we can go, I will make it work.
I think it was just like a, I don't know, some sort of premiere day or I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
But it's over. But, you know, I'll be checking my email looking for that.
Yeah, I would be totally down to go.
I don't know that I have much else to say about Taco Bell, do you? I'm shocked because last time we talked for like an hour.
We talked for really, well, this was kind of like an impromptu, like, let's go try the chicken chips and then we'll just podcast afterwards.
Yeah.
So I didn't prepare anything. I was just like, well, I'll just talk about my food. I feel like you're the one who prepares stuff, and I just like.
And I did a crap job this time.
No, you didn't. You came up with like news after looking at your computer for like 45 seconds.
You know, I do have news. Uh-huh. We have a Facebook page.
Oh yeah, thanks, Nate.
It's just look for us, the Taco Bells. On Facebook.
We're going to try to be better about
it. I think there's like three people who follow our page. It's you and me and Nate. I posted a picture of my In-N-Out burger. That was my inaugural post, and then I forgot about it.
We can put the picture of us eating the chicken chips.
Totally.
I can put my $20 challenge pictures up from like a really long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, if you have Taco Bell news, Taco Bell pictures, Taco Bell, interesting stories.
I would love to hear people's interesting stories, especially if you used to live in Eugene and you went to the Taco Bell on West 11th.
It's our coffee table book that's going to be sold at Urban Outfitters. It's like stories of Taco Bell. It's the most hipster book that ever.
It's like I've always thought about doing something like that with like teacher stories, and then like,
but Taco Bell stories.
Taco Bell stories.
That would get crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be an explicit book.
I feel like it could be.
Yeah.
Especially like if you, yeah, because most of the people that I know that go to Taco Bell go while intoxicated or after being intoxicated, and it's usually late at night.
They don't go at lunch at leadership.
No, we tried today, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I had to eat a Holiday Inn. It was like the Mexican spread, though, where it's like you can make like, I know it's my least favorite. My principal hates it. He's always like, who is Latino? And he's like, I just hate their Mexican food. The Holiday Inn is a step it up. Holiday Inn at the airport, step it up.
Yeah.
Make us better lunches for instructional leadership. The coffee sucks too.
just throw them under the bus.
They have a good tea selection and the cookies are good.
I didn't realize. All of a sudden we just went into the Holiday Inn podcast.
Well, because
I know what our soundtrack for that one will be.
Chilling at the Holiday Inn, Chingy and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, so go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, like us and post your Taco Bell stories.
And
pictures.
You could email us at therealtacobells@gmail.com.
You can review us too on iTunes.
Oh my gosh, you should totally review
totally
us.
Review us, totally. Only if you like it.
Tell us your Taco Bell story in your review.
We'll read it online. You know, there's podcasts that do that. I listened to this one podcast called True Crime Brewery, and it's really great. It's this old couple that the husband reviews beer, and the wife like tells a true crime story.
You told me about that, yeah.
They're pretty, they're great. But the husband, like, he's not really into true crime. It's just, like, he's in it. The wife kind of sucked him into it, to doing this podcast with her, so they could basically just have a conversation about the books that she reads. And the way that she got him to do it was, like, she lets him review a beer before.
Kind of genius.
They're super cute. And they don't have a Patreon or anything like that either. They just, like, it's just, there's no commercials or anything in their podcast. But she always starts off, she either starts off or finishes the episode by reading their 5-star reviews. So if you write us a 5-star review, we could read the ones that we...
I would read a 1-star review.
If you review us, we'll read it.
It's probably mine. The sound sucks. Lindsay breathes into the microphone
Courtney
too much.
Courtney snorts when she laughs. There was one episode where she coughed
this
every 4 minutes.
This news is not relevant. It's from 2016.
They laugh at their own jokes.
I live in Kentucky. I don't know why you're talking about Portland, Oregon Taco Bells all the time.
This is where we live.
They didn't make a Facebook page on their own.
Their
one of their listeners had to do it.
Thanks, Nate. He's also the one who won the... He got a gift card when we did the little, like, hey, if you send the first one to send us an email, gets a gift card. He got the gift card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it took us so long to send it, I upped it to $20.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know he's planning his own, like, $20 challenge. I need to check in with him on that because I would love to partake in that again.
Yeah.
And he's also, like, a Chick-fil-A expert. I know you have a Chick-fil-A expert, mm-hmm. too. So we need to explore that because
Chick-fil-A
neither
episode.
Of us have been to Chick-fil-A. So.
We have not. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening.
So, see you next time.
Bye.
Don't try to act like you don't like my speech. Don't try to act like you don't like to eat. I'm searching for some cash because I'm barely getting by.